Up the stairs to the battlements he bolted, then stopped behind the woman who had every hair on his neck rising. He breathed deep, drew in her intriguing fragrance, one that held the golden and glittery enchantment of a night sky teeming with stars. Her scent evoked the dream realm she travelled within and made his lower region harden with lust. She stared up at the blood moon as if it intrigued her, her long golden tresses fluttering in the breeze and whispering over his arms and chest. Hell, she was so small of stature, the sword belted at her side, all that gave any indication she in fact knew how to battle. Carefully, he spread his hands over her hips, then determined to prove his point that she wasn't his chosen one, he muttered.
Those who are soul-bound can never harm the other, but all I want to do right now is sink my claws into you and rip you apart. You need to steer well clear of me, to leave and never return.
Since the night we met. She turned in his embrace, and he retracted his claws for fear he'd actually scratch her. You've grumped and growled and snapped at me to begone, but through it all, I still sensed within you a deep need to have someone close. I am here if you wish to talk, can provide quite the listening ear, if you were but prepared to accept me. We are meant to be together. A bond certainly wouldn't have formed between us otherwise.
I'm a warrior, born and bred. I fight, draw blood, and have no issue doing so.
It would take only one wrong move on his part, and he could so easily kill her. Why couldn't she see that?
I fight within my clan's specialist team who work high-level government cases, and out of all my kin, I'm the one who gets called away from Ivanson Castle the most. My beast isn't just aggressive, he's bloodthirsty, which makes him the perfect assassin when needed to take down the vilest of criminals.
I've chased a few vile criminals myself. She dissolved into a wisp and swirled around, then re-emerged behind him with her sword in hand. She tapped the tip of her blade against his belted sword. Arm yourself and train with me for what remains of this night. I must be fully prepared to fight Duncan Mackenzie when I find him. I canna lose my coming battle with him if I wish to free my father and brother.
You shouldn't be fighting anyone on your own, and certainly not a warrior who managed to capture both of your closest kin.
He lunged, grasped her sword hand, his fingers sliding through nothing but air as she wisped back farther and reappeared. Nay, you will na catch me out that easily, my mighty bear.
I'm not your damn mighty bear.
Please, that is no way to talk to a woman, and your chosen one at that. With a wink, she wagged a finger at him, her royal blue tunic cinched in at her tiny waist, with a golden tasselled belt that swayed to her knees as she moved. Her black breeches, of the softest rawhide, moulded her legs, and that pert backside of hers, which he really shouldn't have noticed, wiggled as she moved.
I don't see you as a woman, but as a lethal opponent.
Then raise your blade.
Training with me is a very bad idea.
Still, he slid his sword free of his scabbard and rocked from foot to foot, his beast always prepared for any form of fighting. Perhaps if he trained with her, then she'd realise how dangerous he was, leave, then hopefully never come back. It was a plan, at least. He'd grump and growl a whole lot more as he battled with her, make sure she understood just how fierce and grisly he could get. That should scare her away.